1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Now I make known to you, brothers, the good news which I preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved. For what reason did I preach the good news to you? Unless you hold fast to it, you believed for nothing. For I delivered to you first of all that which also I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he has been raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at once, of whom the greater part stay until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. And last of all, as to the child untimely born, he appeared to me also. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed on me was not found vain, but I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Whether then it is I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some say among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is also vain, and your faith is also vain. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we witnessed of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if indeed the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is useless, you are yet in your sins. Then they also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have only hoped in Christ in this life, we are of all men most pitiable. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ will all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then those who are Christ's, at his coming. Then comes the end, when he will deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he will have abolished all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign, until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be abolished is death. For, he put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says, all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted who subjected all things to him. And when all things have been subjected to him, then will the Son also himself be subjected to him who subjected all things to him, that God may be all in all. Or else what will they do who are baptized for the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why then are they baptized for them? Why do we also stand in jeopardy every hour? I protest by that glorying in you, brothers, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I fought with beasts at Ephesus, what does it profit me? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Don't be deceived, evil company corrupts good morals. Awake to soberness righteously, and don't sin, for some have no knowledge of God, I speak this to move you to shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised? And with what manner of body do they come? You foolish one, that which you yourself sow is not quickened except it dies. And that which you sow, you do not sow the body that will be, but a bare grain, it may be of wheat, or of some other kind. But God gives it a body even as it pleased him, and to each seed a body of its own. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one flesh of men, and another flesh of beasts, and another flesh of birds, and another of fish. There are also celestial bodies, and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in shame, it is raised in glory, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also it is written, the first man Adam became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Nevertheless that is not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, made of dust, the second man is of heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also who are earthly, and as is the heavenly, such are they also who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we will also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brothers, that flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Look, I tell you a mystery, we all will not sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this corruptible will have put on incorruption, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, since you know that your labor is not vain in the Lord.